أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. Previously we read from the beginning of the surah that this is a surah that knocks on our hearts, and it is here to give us, to awaken us, that the day of Qiyamah will come in and what the conditions will be on that day. Man will be like flying moths, etc., and mountains will be like wool that is just flying. They won't have any weight in them. And that is also a wonderful year that the mountains have been mentioned, that they appear to be so heavy, but on the day of Qiyamah they will just fly. They won't have any weight whatsoever in them. Like that, we are taught also that even what we think that I'm perhaps a heavy weight, I think, in any way, but if there isn't the required things, then on the day of Qiyamah there will be no weight in all those things also. So, and then Allah explained about those who do righteous deeds, how their pan of scale will be heavy and they will go into Jannat, and what the great ni'mat of Jannat are. On the other hand, those people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ اور جس کی ہلکے ہوئے تولے, and those whose pan will be light. That is, on the day of Qiyamah, when the amal will be put in the pan, or the nama'i amal will be put, or they themselves will be put, whichever form it will be. Then, if it comes out to be very light, and there the pan will be, the weight in the pan will be according to iman of a person. If a person hasn't got iman, then there will be absolutely no weight whatsoever. If a person hasn't got ikhlas, then also there won't be any weight in it. So amount of iman, ikhlas, and the required qualities that are required, if they are there, the pen will be heavy, otherwise it will be very light. And unfortunately, may Allah protect us all our families, and we make dua for the whole of mankind and jinn also, that Allah give us all iman, the true iman and ikhlas and hidayah. Otherwise, if that pain is light, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُمُّهُ حَاوِيَةً تو اس کا ٹھکانہ گھرہا ہے. Then his place of residence will be a hole. Then what is that? Allah Himself says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا حِيَةً مَا حِيَةً اور تو کیا سمجھا وہ کیا ہے. And Allah is asking us, to making us awake, to make us chokanna, to wake us up, take us out of our ghaflat and our slumber. And do you know what that is? That hole that is there, what is this hole? Narun hamia, aghe dehti hui. It is a fire that is blazing, a very, very blazing fire. And on the day of Qiyamah, the seas will be set alight. If may Allah protect us, sometimes the frying pan just catches fire on the stove. And we know how serious and how dangerous that is, and how frightening, when all the seas will catch fire. And it will be a blazing and a frightening fire, and it will show all its anger, and it will tell the people who are coming, I was waiting for you. And it will take them in, and that burning fire, which all the fires of the world together cannot compare with. And a person has to go, may Allah protect us from all that. And we have to be very careful that our iman is in order, in whichever form it might be. That iman, a person's major worry must be his iman, whether he has got ikhlas in his amal. Today we worry a lot to do amal, which is very good, and we must do amal. And the more amal we do is good, but we don't worry really about whether there is ikhlas in the amal or not. And if there isn't ikhlas, that very huge amal, which can be like a mountain, so big like a mountain, but if there isn't ikhlas, it won't have any weight on the day of Qiyamah. So we have to be very worried about ikhlas also, that ikhlas is also in our aman. And otherwise, the surah which has come, and it is to knock on our hearts, and to wake us up from our slumber and take us out from our ghaflat. Each one of us, all of us included, we should see that how much is it making us think about the day of Qiyamah. Whether it is only now while we are talking and listening, or even or do we go out and we even talk about it at home. And the whole day we'll get involved in all our work. Is it completely forgotten again, or is it really that worry is there? The surah has come and we read it often in our namazes also. And it is so to remind us. The imams also read it often in Maghrib namaz, and it is to remind us always. Otherwise that fire that will be raging, and that will be like a very angry fire, and a person has to go into it. May Allah protect us all. And that brings us to the end of Surah Al-Qari'ah, and may Allah Ta'ala accept it. And we praise Allah Ta'ala for giving us tawfiq of having reached till here. And main thing is that we get tawfiq to make amal, and that it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and we get saved from all adab of this dunya also, qabr also, the day of Qiyamah, and from all the adab of Jahannam also. And Allah protect us, our children, our families, and everyone. For that Allah, and this warnings which Allah has given us is also a mercy from Allah Ta'ala. It isn't to make to scare us off. It is like a person going from here to Rudipuat, for example. Somebody tells him, watch out, there are speed traps somewhere. So that speed, you're telling him to watch out for those speed traps, is not to make him frightened, but to let him be careful. And when he passes and he sees he got saved, he might phone you also and tell you, Jazakallah, you told me about it. I got saved. Like this, Allah has warned us, and it is for our own good, and it is the rahmat of Allah that He has warned us. And if we want to be totally oblivious and not pay any heed, then it is our own problem. But may Allah save us, show His real compassion and kindness towards us, and guide us, and put in our hearts that we live a righteous life, and save us from all wrong things. Wa akhiru da'wana.